Pittsburgh has an East End and a West End, the North Shore and the South Side. 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause reports if four communities at the gateway to the Mon Valley have their way, the region could soon have a new destination, the East Shore.
You may know the East Shore communities as Swissvale, Rankin, Braddock, and North Braddock. Since they already have names, I asked Swissvale Councilperson Julie Gross if East Shore is just a rebranding.
It's not a rebranding. People are afraid of that and all the things that happen with that type of change. No, it's more of four neighborhoods. That's our model. Four neighborhoods, one community.
Gross says there's been an effort over the last couple years to pool resources and share services such as recycling. The communities advocate for one another, and a shared name makes it easier to do that. We're in her car, driving a half mile to pick up Rankin Council Vice President Bill Poff. He says a new name can help the area move beyond the old Pittsburgh narrative of being the workshop of the world.
The people we're trying to attract here aren't Bill Poff's age, okay? We're talking about, you know, millennials, people that want to come and earn a living, buy a house, live, work, play. And if we stuck to the old thing of, hey, we built steel here and that, those people don't know anything about it, nor do they probably care about it, you know?
Do we have to let go of that past to move forward?
No, I think we can respect it, but we can't tote it to attract new people. I mean, that's just my feeling on it.
Evan Indiana is one of those new people. He moved his software business to Braddock 2 years ago. His office is on the western edge of town, about 100 feet away from the gates of the U.S. Steel Edgar Thomson plant, which has churned out steel since 1876. Sitting next to so much history, I ask if the East Shore name feels manufactured.
Is it manufactured? Absolutely. But you have to hit the ground running somewhere. And only because we started the name are we getting some of the press. Are we having the conversations? Are people coming to the table?
And people at that table are likely to disagree. Because names are much more than just collections of letters, says cultural geographer Stenter Danielson.
They don't just label places. They also create places. By grouping these communities together and giving them a single name, it's suggesting that all these communities together constitute a single place that has a shared identity.
Danielson wasn't familiar with the East Shore campaign, but he says a new name proposes a new direction, and people may not be able to see their place in that.
Because whatever direction you go, somebody's going to get left out. And so who is that going to be?
The East Shore idea has been in the works for 2 years, but it was officially announced at the end of October. Swissvale Councilperson Gross says the name is just the beginning, a way to talk about what's next for these four communities. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.